What's up? This is your girl, Taz at MC, and you are now tuning into the NC Hip Hop Show. Me and my boy, Big Sin.
What's up, Sin?
We've teamed up to bring you a new and innovative talk show. We're not only going to chop it up, but we're going to play some cuts, talk about issues in the community, put y'all up on some game, and have real conversations with real people. I mean, really, whenever it says that we're on, trust and believe it's about to go down. Interested in having your music played or being a special guest? Hit us up on social media at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also hit up our site at nchiphopshow.blogspot.com. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Good morning, Taz. Taz, your mission, should you decide to accept this, is to destroy them. As always, should you or any of the enforcers be caught or killed, the Secretary will disembowel any knowledge of your actions. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Taz.
Reporting for duty. Only time I mumble rap is when he's touching my booty. Chop and screw me into the beat. The executioner putting these rack rappers asleep with my physique. You think it's physical attraction? My attraction is attracting hip hop of all attractions. Only a fraction you rappers can handle the traction or the grip. Don't slip, tread lightly, move quick. A boss chick equipped with a queen flow after this verse. Believe me, a king gon' know. Blow this ring of fire in my bucket real slow. And if it's homegrown, we might bone no Pinocchio. Just a domino effect, except I don't want the sex. Microphone check, a 1-2, yo, let's get wet. Run it back like cassette tapes, Memorex. Sweet 16s off the spleen, just watch me flex. Direct dialect, 2020 and we coming at your neck. Yeah, it's Tazzy.
Ha ha.
Better bow in the king's presence to receive blessings. Your attempt at a coup just seem desperate. I leave messes of these peasants with the least effort. You don't want it, then keep stepping. I'm G-checking each brethren with a weak presence. I teach lessons, me, myself, and I, that's 3 weapons. You seek questions, no longer should you keep guessing. I'm the type to send you all to the sweet heavens. Hell's got it. My lineage is thorough. My vision sees the big picture. You idiots are tunnels. No slacking. I'm serious with hustle. Getting money. Y'all scamming. I get it off the muscle. When I want to make a statement, I'm twisting off the muzzle. Just standing when it clears to see how many didn't touch you. It's cool. I got a few. Let me count. I gotta stay prepared. Only a fool will empty out.
Call of duty. Rappers show up with a little Uzi. IG and shut shit down like Lil Boosie. Locked in my side, bitch, wife, that's how I pimp C. Bully any beat I touch, snatch up your jewelry. Smack like URL, box with a two-piece. My kills, I stun on tracks like action movies. My pen will walk on pads like Michael 2 feet. Lil Pump, when folks pop smoke, let's keep it Gucci. See murder, lifetime bars, and sister juvie. Cash money, all I see, a little wheezy. Back in my cook-up pot to do them greasy. For cheese, watch your boy switch beats, more lines than loose leaf. Jews leave niggas with attitudes, I do this easy. General live a CBS or just your TV. Battle rappers in my DM, these bars on GP. Yes, I keep an S on my chest, Google my kill streak.
Excellent work, enforcers. Excellent work. Don't need a hook, no distractions, no singing. Bars over everything, keep you always thinking. Just let that sink in, but I ain't no plumber, the enforcer. Forcing you to fall back, call me summer. Winter or spring, when I pop and do my thing, I'ma dream your worst nightmare. I'm bad Billie Jean. You ain't genuine, you ain't getting in my jeans. The jeans, my DNA, way different than it seems. I'm fadeable, so I had to fade up on the scene. And the scenery's cold with this COVID-19. Can't breathe, can't think, can't speak. Grind hard, don't stop, give me 6 feet. Just let my bars reach within arm's reach. Bare naked rhymes until I'm in the concrete. Till then, bless up and let both the palms meet up like a prayer night. Night time to go to sleep. Direct dialect, 2020 and we coming at your neck.
will now self-destruct.
Yo, welcome to the NC Hip Hop Show. This is your girl Taz, that MC, and I got my boy Big Sin here on the line. You there, bro?
Yep, it's good.
Indeed, indeed. And that track that I just played is called The Enforcer. It's currently streaming on pretty much all digital platforms, so make sure that you check that out. Featuring myself, Hells Yeah, and Nitty Biggs, and produced by The Unfadables. But, yeah, you know, we back again. This is our second show today. Two on two? That's how we doing it today, bro?
Knocking them out, man.
We might have to get a third one popping off.
Shit, we probably going to be doing that like 2, 3 in the morning.
Oh, see. And cool part about it is it's definitely going to be 2 to 3 in the morning over there before it's over here.
Yeah.
So I'm still Gucci. You got to get up and take your ass to work tomorrow.
Yeah. They be doing that joint while I'm on my way.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. Well, let's get into it. We got a couple people holding here on the line. I'm not sure who is who, so I'm going to just go ahead and just see who this is. Yo, caller, you there?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, what's up?
Hey, it's Kid Gravity. How are you?
Oh, doing well. What's good with you, Kid Gravity?
I just got off of work, so now this is fun time.
Grinding, that was your time, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I feel it. Well, I thank you, you know, so much for calling in to our show. We did an interview with Kid Gravity on his show a couple of weeks ago, and so I will actually let him get into telling us about his show and then where you can check out our interview as well as some other things that he's done as well.
Cool. Well, as she said, my name is Kid Gravity. I am one half of Beyond Borders Media, where we do filming and we also do podcasting. And we actually have two. One is called Beyond Borders with Rose Gold and Kid Gravity. That's our serious podcast where we talk about mental health, politics, whatever goes on in the world. And considering that people said I was way too negative on that one, I decided to do a spinoff called Bet on Black with Kid Gravity, which is where I had Sin and Taz on, and that's where I promote black creatives in all facets and let them come on and promote themselves, and we just have fun over there. So check it out. It's available everywhere you can find music, especially Taz's and Sin's. And once you're done listening to that, you can listen to us and get some thought-provoking content.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Tell us a little bit, though. That's interesting what you said about people were saying that you were being too negative on your other show. Like, give us an example.
Okay. Well, we started off back in 2019 around Columbus Day, and that was, you know, when the election cycle was starting to kick up. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, and George Floyd hit, Breonna Taylor hit. And I say things on the show that people usually think of but are too afraid to say. And unfortunately, it ruffled a lot of feathers. And I got some feedback in DM saying that you were a little too negative, especially when I said that I said that black people are our own worst enemy because we don't do enough research. And somebody got mad at me. Okay,
hello?
Fine. I'll tell you who it was. It was my mom. My mama got mad because somehow my father was playing it, and she heard it, and she sent me a text. And I said, okay, I'm going to give you what you want. So that's why I created the spinoff one. But, yeah, I kind of toned it down a little bit over there. I still get animated every now and again, but I say that now for Instagram because we need more viewers and we need more downloads. So, yeah. But
I didn't think
don't worry.
Bad,
I get controversial
though.
Every now and again.
I mean, you know,
well,
you got to keep it 100 and you got to speak the thing. That's the only way that we as people can get change is to, you know, talk about stuff. And everything that people talk about or say is not always going to be, you know, comfortable conversations. Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I personally didn't take it as being offensive. You know, I know that we can get a little deep on our show too in talking about things that, you know, people probably don't want us talking about, like, you know, the vaccine and, you know, Illuminati, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, I'm definitely with you, man, but, you know, you got to use your platform and get it off your chest and speak how you feel, you know, especially when it's, when you're expressing yourself, like whether you think it's a fact or an opinion is someone's, you know, truth, how they see it and how they view it. So you got to respect it whether you agree or not. You feel me?
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, we live in an age where people are soft, unfortunately,
yep.
So they can't
True.
Take a dissenting opinion. So I still do it anyway because that's how my father raised me. You speak your mind. Damn, who don't like it? So if you don't like it, hey, you listen to it already.
Exactly. That's all you wanted was a listen
yeah.
anyway, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Listen to it. And then, you know, later you'll tell me that, you know what? I get off when people say, you know what, you're crazy for saying that. And then a couple months later it comes true. And then, like, they don't want to give me credit. But I know they don't want to give me credit. But it's okay.
It's all good. I feel it.
Yeah. I predicted the vice president way back in 2019. And nobody wants to give me credit, so it's all good. Don't worry.
as long as you know, that's all that matters, man. You know, that's all that matters. So, you know, besides your podcast and stuff, you also do music as well. You rap and do things like that. Tell us a little bit about your projects that you're working on or have worked on.
Well, in 2014, I did the black thing. I thought I was a rapper. So I created I Don't Want a Deal, and it's a 13-track EP, and it's just me just going off, basically. It's still fun content, but I just said, you know what, let me see if I could do this. So we got that done. I had a couple people on there, Heavy Hands' brother, Shaquin. He was on there, and a producer friend of mine was on there and created the tracks. I used some classic TV shows that we black people grew up on as beats, such as A Different World and Reading Rainbow, and came out pretty good. But now, you know, 7 years later, I'm starting to work on a follow-up to that. And you're actually going to get an exclusive tonight. I have the title for it. I'm calling it hashtag Reset the Earth. And it's going to be half of what the first one was, but I think it's going to be stronger content.
Nice. And this is just going to be like a single that you're dropping or like a whole project?
No, it's going to be about a 7-track project. And I'll probably be my retirement package because I'm not a rapper like that. And, you know, I'm not trying to follow that trope of every black person thinks they're a rapper.
You know, I like that Different World joint a lot, man. I was listening to him. I like that one. I like the Hip Hop Is Dead joint.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Shout out to my producer friend. Yeah, shout out to my producer friend, the real Mike Wilson. He did all those beats for me, except
the
first one, the first track. Yeah,
I think it's called Kids on Slopes.
Yeah, Kids on a Slope.
Yeah, that joint was dope, too.
I appreciate that.
I
have to tip my hat to you, too, because when I was doing that project, it was hard, boy. doing retakes.
That creative pen.
Yeah, no, well, it's not, the writing didn't hurt. That wasn't the part, it's recording it. That's where because I had to do all these retakes, and I have respect for you guys that rap. I do. That thing is hard. I don't
appreciate it.
Yeah,
definitely is a craft to it.
Yes.
Are you one of those people that go in there and just try to spit your verse all the way through, or you just do a little bit and punch in and punch in until you finish?
I tried to do that all the way through first, and I failed miserably, so I had to do it a verse at a time.
Oh, I feel you, man. What do you think caused you to fail? Was it mainly just trying to maintain your breath control, or something?
That and not, you know, leaning on people that have done it before. So I didn't know the subtle nuances that you have to do when you're in the booth. I just figured you go in there, you make sure you ride the beat, and then you can just do it. But yeah, especially if you're
reading off the notepad,
it's not easy. Especially when you start spitting, you mess up, you start skipping words and things, and then you're like,
right,
I gotta do it again.
Yeah, I hate reading off the paper. Like, I try to learn my shit as much as I can. And, like, you know, you try to follow. You spend too much trying to make sure you don't lose your place while you reading it off the paper, whereas if you memorize it, you can just black out and just go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
what I'm trying to do.
I definitely feel you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do for the second one. I'm going to learn all those verses, and then I'm going to go in.
And do it.
That's what I do. Like, you know, like, well, like, because if you go in there, you already know it. Then it's like you can just spit it how you feel, like, in the moment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whatever energy you got right then. That's why, like, say, like, if I'm working on an EP, if I'm doing, like, 6 songs, I try to not do no more than, like, 2 songs a session. That way, each session, the energy will be different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With each session. The songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, so then that way, like, the overall EP will kind of sound different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you'll sound different on this song than you will on the next one. You know,
exactly.
'Cause it's a different vibe. It's a different vibe, like, each day.
Yeah.
And you don't
want to
burn yourself out, too.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I was doing it right after going to work, so some days I was tired, and then other days I went on my day off, so even though I went at night, because, you know, people got jobs and stuff, but if you really listen to it, you could hear the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you got to go when it's convenient for you. You just, you know, once you learn it and you know it and you tap in, like, that in itself will give you that extra boost of energy. Plus, you know what I'm saying, you can always drink a pop or eat some candy or something sweet, you know what I'm saying, to get you going with coffee or some shit. I be drinking coffee and I be wilding, you know what I'm saying? But after, you know, about 2, maybe 3 songs, I usually do up to 3 songs because I book my time, and so I'm paying by the hour, and I usually do it, you know, 3 hours at a time. And so I go in there, I do my 3 songs, or I do hooks, you know, or, you know, some drops for the radio or whatever. But I'm good with, like Sin said, about 2 or 3 songs at a time, and then I keep it pushing. And honestly, you know, I'm one of those people, I like to go in there and just spit my shit, and my engineer already know if I fuck up and shit, I'm not really into that whole punch thing. I've done it before here and there when I've had to, but he knows already, man, no, fuck that, run it back until I get this shit down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
That's how I do it in the studio. Like, I don't never do a punch because I don't know, like, I don't knock people that do it, but I just don't do it because, like, you know, listening to it, it's like, you know what I'm saying, I don't even feel right.
You can feel.
You know, I feel like, yeah, you feel like you cheated or something. You know what
you
I'm
did.
Saying? Like, I'm going to tell you, though, I was looking at Bun B and Static Selecta when they put together that Trill Static project. I mean, like, I was getting mad looking at them record that. Because I'm talking about, like Lil Fame from M.O.P., the song that him and Bun B did, I'm talking about he punched the whole verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole entire time he was recording it, I was like, man, that shit don't sound like trash. But, I mean, when I listened to it, you can't tell he punched, like, at all. You know what I mean? But he punched that whole entire verse. I mean, like, you know, like he was just, I know it took them like at least 15, almost 20 minutes to record that one verse. You know what I'm saying? But
damn,
like at the end, if you go listen to it now, it's called Money by Bun B, Status Selector, and Lil Fame. Like, you listen to Lil Fame verse, you won't even be able to tell he did no punches. But.
Mm. Right. That is the engineer. Yeah. He edited that good, but I bet you he can tell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
whenever, you know, because you know when you rap it, you know when you about to run out of breath or when you didn't get that bar off right, regardless if they edit it or do whatever. That's why I'd be like, nah, man, run it back, and eventually I get it every time. I'd rather take that 15 minutes to get my verse down right all the way through than to keep on taking 15 minutes to just punch it each time I go. But, you know, if people got to do that, no disrespect to you guys. Do what you got to do. As long as your music comes together and it sounds dope, I'm not knocking you. But for me personally, I got to get my shit off, because I feel like also in the same sense, when you get out performing, you want to keep that breath control up. You run out of breath in the booth, you definitely going to run out of breath on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So. You know, that's how I feel about it.
You know, it's just best when you just do the verse, man. Just do it straight through, you know?
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Well, tell us.
I'm gonna make people mad. I'm gonna warn y'all. When y'all hear this, I'm going to make people mad.
What, when we hear the new shit?
Yes. Y'all not going to like it. It's gonna sound like my podcast with some of the stuff I'm gonna drop on it. Y'all gonna hate me.
Nah, we ain't gonna hate you, bro. But now you
not
got
you,
me anxious,
I mean,
to
the
hear
world,
this shit.
They gonna hate me. they gonna which is
oh,
fine.
Oh man, you gotta
care.
get it off.
You'll get bigger when you get canceled. You get bigger.
Exactly. Hey, you know that's how you know you're doing things right, when people pay attention to you like that, where they got to cancel you out or start hating or got something to say. You know, if ain't nobody talking about
you,
then shit.
Another thing, like, you know, like people, the cancel culture, like the real people going to rock with you regardless, man.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying?
That's
like
a
fact. You just got to express yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of the time, the people that's, like, when I heard about, they talking about going back in time and canceling people for songs they made 20 years ago, I'm like, these people are nuts. Like,
got too much time on their hands.
Here's the thing, they don't want that smoke. Their favorite musician going to have to get canceled.
Right.
Then, like, I heard the freestyle J. Cole did on the L.A. Leakers. We said the Bill Cosby line, like, I heard people was mad about that. I'm like, this hip hop, like, you know what I'm saying?
When is this show gonna go out?
I should be getting it all wrapped up today after we
cool.
You know,
free my nigga Bill Cosby.
All right, say that then. Would you care
free
to
Bill
elaborate
Cosby.
on your thoughts?
We know
about
why
Bill
he's
Cosby?
In jail. Oh, I mentioned him many times on my podcast. We know why Bill Cosby's in jail. They want his property because they have oil on it. We not gonna that. Come on. Everybody knows that. Even the prosecutor who sent him to jail said this case was weird.
Oh, I already know. And when he tried to buy NBC, they was like, oh, hell to the no. He had enough money at the time to do it, but they was like, oh, no. The next thing you know, all this shit didn't hit the fan. So I believe it. I definitely believe it.
Because, I mean, the era that they talking about he did it in, I'm like, come on, man. Like, I know he ain't the only one. Like, it's a whole laundry list of people that probably did worse than him, you know what I'm saying? And if he was doing it,
right,
they knew about it, so. You know, like, they now all of a sudden,
did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you know, like back in them days, like, everybody was doing, like, Quaaludes and stuff like that back in them days, like, during that era
right.
in Hollywood, like, you know? I'm not saying it's right or nothing like that, but it's just, you know, it's just funny how you're going to come late.
Doing. And that's what I don't understand, too, you know, with these controversies, and not saying that, you know, everybody's lying, but after all these years with not just him, but whenever a scandal or something comes about, why do people all come out at the same time? Why didn't somebody come out last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you got 50 motherfuckers that said, yeah, he did it to me, too. Who does? Like, right. Where did you find these people? And it don't even sound right. You feel me?
And not trying to be funny, but like, hey, did you see some of them women?
They looked better back in the days. Don't do that. They looked better back in the day.
Like, I'm like one of the women, I was like, hell, I would have had to take one, you know what I'm saying? To go through it with some of them women, you know, like, Jesus Christ, some of them women was brutal.
Yeah, I know, but I liked how Beverly Johnson was lying the whole time, bro. I was like, come on.
They didn't even like blow that up to say, hey, she was lying. She said she was lying. They just, nobody even really talked about it.
What's that lady's name? It's another lady. She was a comedian. I can't think of her name, man. I can't think of her name. I know her face. I know her voice, but I just cannot think of her name. But she said she was lying, too. So a white lady. Yeah, she said they're getting paid.
They wanted book deals. They wanted book deals. That's what it is.
And then they took all this content off too, like Different World, Cosby Show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Took it off Prime.
Oh, it was on Prime.
Yeah, I think it's still on Prime. Yeah, it's still there. Oh, no, that's a money spinner. They're going to exploit that black man. Come on. When he gets out, they're going to take it off.
They're going to get that back-end money.
I thought they took both of them off.
Because I'm looking on – Amazon still has Cosby Show. I'm checking a different world right now. But I know as soon as they get out, they're going to take it off.
Regular cable, they probably don't.
Yeah, they don't play on regular cable. Yeah, so both of them shows are still on Prime, but as soon as he come out of jail, they're going to take it off. I know it.
But, you know, like, them shows should be, like, they should be on TV. Them shows should be everywhere, like, you know what I mean?
They don't want to promote nothing positive.
I know they don't, but I'm just saying it should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of stuff that youth need to be saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't see that at all, like, nowhere. You know what I'm saying? All this ratchet reality stuff, like, everywhere. You know, just the images, the music, everything is pushed to the
You want another exclusive? For A Different World, that song. I was actually in talks with Kadeem Hardison's people to try to see if I could do a video for that, but it never went through because they wanted an exorbitant amount of money. So I was like, never mind. Yeah, I was going to go down. I found the college. We were going to do a whole Different World type of video, but, you know.
Oh, that would have been dope.
The money. Oh, yeah.
That would have been fire, yeah.
But, yeah. And you never know. Maybe sometime in the future, somehow it'll work out if that's something that you really, you know, wouldn't mind doing, because that concept alone sounds
well,
dope
I
already,
actually,
so.
Yeah, I did. I also do screenwriting, so I actually have a concept for A Different World reboot, but this is I shouldn't say it's a reboot. It's more of a continuation of the show. So basically, it's Dwayne and Whitley's son going to college, coming back from because he's an international student because he's been international all these years. So he finally comes over to America to go to school. So you know, go through you know trials and tribulations of that, but you know.
I can dig it.
I need Bill for that. I need to make sure he's cool with it.
I can dig it, man. I can dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, man, you know, we got another person holding for an interview, so we're not going to hold you too much longer. But, you know, we're definitely going to bring you back, you know, when we're going to talk about that battle rap and, you know, as well as just to chop it up. Because I can tell, you know, you definitely – you know, the way that you talk and things like that, we definitely vibe with your energy. So we definitely will probably want to bring you back for one of our roundtable discussions too, you know, where we can really get deep and, you know, just talk about different, you know, subjects and things going on in the community.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I think that would be dope. Damn. So
I like you guys so much. I'm going to give you one more exclusive.
Okay.
Next month on my podcast, I will be having a verb.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So,
I know that's one of your favorite battle rappers.
I know Sendo really like A-Verb.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Sendo really like
A-Verb. Yeah.
Nah, that's dope.
That's, yeah. That's cool, though. You know, you should have had Lux or somebody on there, but, you know, I guess.
Lux is going to ask me for money that I don't have.
Hey, man, catch him on a good one. You know, let us know, because I would definitely like to listen and see, you know, what he talking about, you know. That'd be dope, though.
I'm probably, knowing him, he's probably going to be on IG Live, so, which is fine. I'm not mad at that.
Nice.
So pop in, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll make sure to drop y'all's projects in there, so.
Definitely, if
you're tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and make sure you let them know that Loaded Lux is the greatest battle rapper ever alive. You know, no, I'm just.
Hey, listen, he beat Lux, so it's all good.
No, we're going to talk about this on the battle rap show.
We're going to talk,
you know. But I'm actually going to play a song of yours, Hip Hop is Dead. I have that right here in front of me, so I'm going to play that before I let you go. But is there anything you want to say to the people? Any shout-outs, last words, last comments?
Yes. Who should I shout out? Well, shout out you two, obviously, for bringing me on. I appreciate that. And who else should I shout out? I guess... shout out New York City, because without you exposing yourself, I would not be in a happier place down in the South. So I appreciate that. And I also appreciate, you know, waking up every day and being able to create.
God is good. I can feel that, bro. Definitely feel that. Well, thank you again, you know, so much, you know, for calling in. Saying anything you want to say to Gravity before I play this track?
I just keep doing your thing, man. Just keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? You got some dope music.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. You guys got some dope music, too. I like Sin's freestyles. And Taz, I'm never battling you ever in life.
I don't battle.
Listen, I can't touch your lyrics. Your lyrics. If I did your lyrics, nobody. I can't. That's too intricate.
Look, see, I appreciate you, man.
I'm going for the people with low attention spans.
I feel you, Gravity. I feel you, Brad. Hey, it's definitely a pleasure. I'm gonna go ahead and play this track, Hip Hop is Dead, and we'll catch you on the flip side, bro. Peace.
Yes, ma'am. Peace.
Waterline, so I drown in the aquifer. To acquiesce my conviction that real hip-hop is dead. guide, no kingdom, pendulum swings. I've seen the beast's wisdom, because true reflection is within your inner sanctum. Take me now, I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I'm in the stairway to heaven. I'm in the stairway to heaven.
It's funny, hip-hop was about turning out the crowd. They had a better loud. But now it's about money, cash holes, blackboarding for them without those. Don't get me wrong, some fell through the cracks, but most could break your mother's back. Acts at worst were physical, but I'm trying to be analytical. So I surmise these shepherds take their price top sheep into the rest of the sheep to try and fool. But this bye-bye black sheep, so as wool won't change for 3 pounds full of riches, expensive dishes, and bad bitches who want the bad bitch. I'd rather sketch barefoot, and yo, it's like that.
Ow.
On jagged ice to boot. Now I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. So let's go.
Let's go.
I'm in the stairway to heaven. I'm in the stairway to heaven.
Take the road, no longer travel, little with quotable quotes, burn rap pages of fire lines. Intelligent minds that suffer from pop rap. This is about your pop's rap, but it seems the producers are the geniuses, with the artists as leashes. 180 on that. Where's the mutual collaborating? It's studio hating. Too much blades playing, break down the treble, up of the level, hot verse, rewrite, even hotter verse.
Wow.
The male track does something to be held in high regard. I guess I have to be the few to guard the soul, the mic.
Guard
so up. Put up the sword and shield before you take me home. I hope I'm not the only MC, Molly Culkin, home alone. Yo, hip hop, I'm ready to go.
I'm in the stairway.
Come on, making me feel a little emotional.
Real MC, stand up.
I'm in the stairway to heaven. I'm in the
words from the heart of Kid Gravity.
To heaven.
I don't want a deal.
Walking the road of ecstasy.
Yeah, yeah, here we go. Hey, I'm in the stack against the hell. Hey, why it sound better when I was singing? Soon as the song cut off, it don't sound as good. But yeah, that's a banger right there. You know, I'm definitely feeling that vibe. Shout out to Kid Gravity. Make sure that y'all check him out. We gonna go ahead and get into our next interview here. We got Mr. J holding on the line. Let me go ahead and bring him on. Yo, you there?
What's good?
Hey, what's good? What's good? How are you?
All right. I like that, George.
What's going on?
Playing there. Like your vibe. Like your, what y'all got going on?
Oh, appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
and appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day to, you know, come chop it up with us, you know, for a couple moments here. Why don't you tell the people, you know, who you are and where you're from?
Mr. J, representing Vietnam, 2-6, all day. 1-4 for the Empire, CEO of NCC Records.
What's up, man? Tell us about NCC Records.
Well, it's a label I started back in about 98 or 99 or so. Basically, after being in the studio, my first start in the studio was about 16. I started that, you know, trying to do a talent show. Everybody was doing their own music. I wanted to be, doing everybody else's music, and I wanted to do original music. So I started that, and it kind of blossomed into a group. Started with four, then grew to about 32. And
wow.
After I went off to college, yeah, we kind of got, you know, a little buzz going on in the area. Got a look from Warner Brothers on a production deal. We didn't really understand what that was, you know, being 16 years old and what that meant. So, you know, we kind of got jerked around and got some other things. You know, we were supposed to be doing some showcases and things like that. And people, you know, took money from us and, you know, told us to do this, that, and the other, and nothing ever really materialized. So I said, well, let me go off to school and learn about business. And I did that. And then once I came back for being in college and in Rhode Island, got my business degree and decided to do shows up there and then come back home to, you know, Vietnam and do shows here. I started up the label, you know, and just kind of blossomed. We had two albums from the group, one called NCC Records Presents the Empire, the other called The Dark Ages. And right now, you know, I'm kind of just wrapped up my album, but I'm looking to release it in the next couple months or so. I'm trying to get that out there to everybody. I've been, you know, doing a few different things who are involved in two movies. Well, actually three movies. One's The Herb Train, which I had a little small background part in. The other is Savage Genesis, which I have my song that I sent to y'all called Trolling for Nothing. That's in that movie.
Nice.
Both of those are currently on Amazon right now. Savage Genesis, I believe, is like number nine in this genre on Tubi currently. So, you know, and the third movie that's supposed to be coming out sometime soon is called Tales from the Dead Zone. I have an associate producer credit on that movie, as well as my video and music is supposed to be in that music. Excuse me, in that movie. So that's basically what we've been doing and what the label's trying to produce.
That's what's up. I definitely have heard of the Herb Train with Cayenne the Lion, you know, King. We talked to him on a different show that I was doing before he released that movie. So it's a small world, you know, and that's dope that you would be, you know, able to be part of his movie, as well as it sounds like you got a lot of other things going on as well. So that's dope, man. That's dope. Got to keep grinding, for sure.
But I heard you say you're dropping an album. Like, are you doing any work on it as an artist, or are you doing just, like, behind the scenes?
Well, right now, I'm doing it as an artist.
Okay.
21, we knocked it out, 21 tracks, production from Drugs Beats, from Rick Marvel, as well as Mike Will 910.
Okay.
Got some, teachers.
Drugs did, he did like a lot of ghost production for Dr. Dre.
Yeah, that was big for me to be able to get that on there, because, I mean, even one of the tracks that I had never known that he had done was one of my favorite kind of underground or mixtape albums from 50, and I had no idea that he had did that track. I think that's the way I like it on that joint. So yeah, that was big. Just being able to get some production from him.
Yeah.
What's up,
Mike,
man?
Will is Carolina legend.
Yeah, and he just keeps dropping heat, man. He's got so many, you know, Precise Politics. I think somebody else, a couple other people that he's collaborated with. I mean, I really like his production. That's amazing. you know.
Yeah.
I'd love to just do, you know, an entire album, an entire project with just him. You know, hopefully that grind will happen in the future.
Hey, you speaking into existence. Anything is possible. You know, just keep grinding and doing what you're doing, and you never know what the future may hold. You might be able to, you know, make that dream a reality, you know?
No doubt. Yeah, I'm in that process of, speaking of making things into reality, I'm in the process of just kind of sketching out. I do independent artist interviews on my website, www.empiremusic.com. It's called Underground Experience, and I've been doing it about 10 years. So,
nice.
You know, looking to do a documentary, just kind of in the you know, beginning stages of formulating that and trying to get that done. About, you know, just the Underground Experience blog itself, interviewing different artists and talking to everybody that I've interviewed. So I definitely would like to, you know, if y'all link up and get an interview as well, I'd definitely like to interview y'all on that podcast, on the blog as well.
Yeah, I would love to, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely down. Definitely down. You can definitely make that work as well. Who are some of your influences and people that you like to listen to music-wise?
Well, it just kind of spans the gambit, you know. I like Snoop. I like, you know, rest in peace DMX. I like KRS-One, Wu-Tang, Rakim, you know. There's so many influences there, and recently, like Cole, like Kendrick, like Royce da 5'9". I mean, everybody just influences me. I feel like I'm a consummate student, you know, of the game. I'm never the type of person who's just kind of cut off music. I'm always trying to learn something new, you know, study people and see what works for them, and you know what little pieces, bits and pieces that I can, you know, kind of meld into myself and see, you know, what works and what doesn't work.
Right. Yeah, that's how we make who we are, and that's kind of like a little bit of what we was talking about on some earlier interview earlier today too, about that type of energy and just having all different, basically different pieces of the puzzle to bring them all together to make you as the artist that you are. So I can definitely dig that. That's dope.
Yeah.
Definitely dope.
I mean, that's really the heart of hip-hop. I mean, taking pieces and from everywhere, you know,
yeah,
and sampling and just musical influences all together, just taking out,
yeah,
those different puzzle pieces and putting them together.
And really, expressing yourself, like, no matter where you at, what you do, like, just express yourself, like, you know. I feel like the game missing it, man.
Right.
I think so. I think the commercial end of the game has always been missing pieces because, you know, they're just trying to press out what they can press out, and they don't understand the artistry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dave Chappelle talked about that at one point. You know, there's really no intersection between, you know, artistry and commerce. You know, it's a struggle between the two forces because, you know, certain things don't always mesh and don't always match. So, you know,
right.
And on the commercial end, there's always something missing. But, you know, those elements are always out there.
Yeah.
You know, people always have to go out here and try to find the music, find some different artists, and go out here and be on social media or out here on the web and try to find different artists and different, you know, new influences.
Yeah. It's exactly. Like commercial. They're just trying to make money or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got, like, the foundation of the core, man. You ain't got nothing. It'll last a little while. It ain't going to last long.
That's a fact.
No doubt.
That's why
I love the underground.
Hell yeah. That's why I like doing, you know, shows like this and, you know, doing the type of music that we can, that we do, because that's the only way that we can tap into that type of energy, because the world ain't going to give it to you. We got to create it ourselves and put it out there. And, you know, once we come together, find other people that like to do the same, then, you know, we just keep growing and growing. Slowly but surely, you know, but we in it because we love it. We in it because it's a lifestyle to us. We ain't in it necessarily because we trying to, you know, everybody wants money here and there just to survive, but we ain't in it just for the money, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what, you know, the difference is, you know, when you break it down piece by piece.
This is like, you know, like for a real artist, man, this is like, this therapy, man.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's definitely therapy. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? The love has to come first, and then all those things, you know, fall into place. You know, put it in those 10,000 hours, and then, you know, they come along the way they're supposed to. You know what I mean? Never when you want to, but it's always on time. You know what I mean?
Always on time.
That's a fact. That is a fact. And, you know, we as artists, we just want to know that, you know, somebody's listening, even if it's just one person. You know, we want to know that somebody is listening and just be appreciated. That's it, you know. And once we get that, everything else is love, you know. Go from there. So,
no doubt. I mean, everything is about appreciation.
Exactly.
So, like,
and as far as yourself, like, oh, go ahead, bro.
Nah, I was just going to ask some, like, where can we hear his music?
Yeah, like I said, I said y'all are trolling for nothing, and I got Savage out. It's on all of those videos and things are on YouTube. Searching for NCC Records, The Empire. Those videos are up. Trolling for Nothing streaming on all platforms. Like I said, you can also go to www.empiremusic.com. It's spelled MUSIQ, and you can check it out there, as well as go on to Facebook, NCC Records, The Empire. Like it there, or check it out at NCCCEO@IG. So our music is up on the web, on social media.
Okay.
That's what's up. And just from what you were speaking about earlier, you definitely have been doing this for, you know, quite some time. And just from your experiences and what you've learned, do you have any advice for, like, any upcoming artists, you know, trying to get into music or go a little further in their career?
Well, I'd say, you know, be original, be yourself. Don't try to follow the wave. Waves eventually crash to the shore. You know, and definitely network. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I try to network with everybody. I mean, part of me doing the underground experience is networking, you know, learning what other people are doing, being able to try to collab in any way possible with other people and other artists. Because, I mean, that's a big thing for me. I like being able to collab with other artists. I like being able to vibe with like-minded people and just try to, you know, create something. Because, you know, you may have an audience and they may have an audience, but it may not be the same audience. So you're both growing together, both out here, you know, two heads are definitely better than one. And you're able to spread, you know, your music and show love to other people, you know, definitely mentioning other people's names and rooms that they aren't in, you know, or they haven't been able to touch yet.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Well, is there anything that you want to say to the people or any shout-outs or anything before we let you go?
Well, definitely shout-out to Drugs Beats, Rick Marvel, Prince Imperial, who's on my album. Hunt Money, who's on my album. Eddie Brugger, once again on my album, The Fat Boy. And, of course, yeah. I have Pace One and Mickey Fax that's on my album as well, and a couple other bigger names that I'll just kind of say for when the album drops.
That's what's up, man.
In a couple months. So definitely keep your eyes peeled on it, you know, and what we have and the projects that are out.
Okay. Shout out to the Fat Boy. He from Durham.
Oh, yeah. You know him?
Yeah, the Fat Boy. Because cat named Ill McKenzie do his videos. They've been rocking for a while, man. He made some dope music.
Yeah, man. He's one of the cats that I actually did one of my first few interviews on the Underground Experience blog with, and I got to do the most recent video called Once Upon a Time. You know what I'm saying? And it was a dope video. It came out, you know, it was one of the ones I definitely like.
Good stuff, man. Well, we definitely are going to get at you so that we can come on your platform as well. And, you know, just stay connected with us, and we can definitely bring you back in the future for a follow-up interview and, you know, just chop it up. You know, that's pretty much what we do. I'm going to go ahead and also play a track that you brought for us called Savage here in just a second. Sin, do you have anything that you want to say to Mr. J before we let him go?
Yeah, just keep grinding, keep smashing, man, and we definitely gonna get at you for an interview.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Love what y'all do.
Uh-huh.
Y'all keep doing y'all thing as well.
And,
all right, man.
We
definitely
build,
appreciate it.
We'll build, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Like a little bit, man, because like you in Fayetteville, like you right down the road. Like I'm in Henderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a small
like I said,
world.
I'll be staying up with y'all, and once we get this, you know, get this documentary popping, man, I want to be able to connect with everybody and definitely try to build this thing up and blow this documentary up.
All right, man. Well, definitely keep us posted, and we will, you know, keep you posted when the show drops. It should be sometime today. I'm gonna go ahead and play your track, The Savage. But before I do, here's a word about our sponsor.
Yo, what's up? I want to take some time to send a special shout out to our sponsor, Walk Excellent. Walk Excellent is a new and upcoming business. If you don't know, they make 100% pure and natural body butters, fragrance oils, face and skin products, and more. Make sure that you check them out at www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Walk Excellent.
Than your average. Watch me civilize a savage. Sicker than your average. Watch me civilize a savage. All the same phrases, copy and paste the cadence. The same doesn't matter. I guess if the beats are hot, it just don't matter. But I'm from a different school. Adult rhymes and deep thoughts. But talent couldn't be bought. Self-taught skills and real writers. Laid the ways to boost. And my wires. I had to keep this flow simplistic. Just so the slow on mine could get it. And we cash for it. And get credit. Hip hop is going out. If this is where we're headed. I got to go when they did. Hot, sicker than your average. Watch me civilize a savage. Hot, sicker than your average. Watch me civilize a savage. Originality. Seems to be a casualty of these days and times. With manufactured sounds and lines. Seems like it's all by design. To keep us dumb, deaf and blind. Water down the culture. Get us all addicted to fame. We don't own a music, just a name and a chain. Victor's a Harlem trick.
not to mention the politics. We make our artistry because of more of the dollars are spent. But look at what happened to Mike Jack and Prince. Best believe we can't let it come to this.
Let it come to this.
Hot, sicker than your average, average. Watch me civilize a savage, savage. Hot, sicker than your average, average. Watch me civilize a savage, savage. I set out to spit phenomenal, to separate myself from the comical, to stimulate the brain. Do like Birdman, put some respect on my name. I got my own lane, verbal chemist, sound theorist. Clearing the fog so you can see through the mist. Cutting through the statistics with the flick of the wrist. Phony MCs that persist to phone it in. Tell the real MCs, we on again. Authentic author, because it's all about the culture. It's all about the culture. Hot, sicker than your average, average. Watch me civilize a savage, savage. Hot, sicker than your average, average. Watch me civilize a savage, savage.
And we are back. A shout out again to Mr. J from NCC Records for calling into the show. Much respect, man. Much respect. So, yeah, man, I think that's about it, yo.
Yeah, that joint was a banger. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely catchy. And I like that beat and everything, too. You know?
Yeah.
Music is such a beautiful thing, isn't it?
I don't think we would be able to survive without it, man.
Oh, I know I wouldn't. I don't know where I would be if I didn't have music. You know, it's your therapy, it's your friend, it's your go-to. I mean, it is what it is, you know? Like, I couldn't imagine my life without it.
I'd be in the nut house for sure.
Well, nigga, you gonna be in the nut house with or without music, cause you just crazy. You know.
I'm saying, help me get a check, man. Come on now.
No, not until I get my shirt.
Yo.
If you let me be your payee, bro, I got you all day. I got you.
Let me hold your EBT card.
Let me hold your check, your EBD card. And, you know, I'll make sure you got somewhere to sleep and your bills is paid. You don't need no money. You know what I'm saying? You definitely don't need no money.
Nah, man. That's pimping 101, man. Nah, man.
It is pimping 101. Hey, like Eddie Murphy said, I think it was Raw or the other one. I forgot what it was called. But he said, old girl from Africa, she didn't need no pocket. She had to be butt naked, because if she got pockets, she going to want to put something in the pocket. So no pockets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Let me handle your finances for it. Bro, I've been knowing you like 15, 20 years. You don't trust me yet?
Nah, man, not like that, man. You talking about taking my card, man. You going to have my EBT card. And my check, like, you have everything. Like, come on now.
Well, that's what happened.
Damn, at least
crazy.
Damn, at least give me the EBT card. Let me get that.
Nah, man. I don't need you going to the store and buying $100 worth of sardines and crackers and shit. You know what I'm saying? No. And you know you will, too.
Yeah, oodles and noodles. You know, some little potted
yeah.
meat. You know what I'm saying? All right, some sausage. You know what I'm saying?
And you could come up at the dollar store. I already know.
Now, real talk, dog. I stopped eating that stuff, man. Like, you know, like the noodles. Like, I got like 2 cases of noodles in my cabinet, man.
Mm.
That shit's been up there since Corona started.
Well, they should. I think they last a long time anyway. That's that thing about processed food. That should be lasting 20 years, you know?
That shit like through a holocaust and shit. A zombie attack and some shit.
Man, I ain't had no motherfucking Thai ramen in so long. I'm a vegetarian, so I'm going on 5 years now. Those used to be my things back in the joint, back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I said in the joint like I was in a joint. No, Lord, forgive me. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, put your little eggs in there, chop up some vegetables and some little meat and stuff like that. Bam, you got you a whole meal.
Because, like, especially, like, when you had the munchies, man, Lord have mercy.
Hell but yeah. Get two of them. Don't get two and mix up two different flavors. Oh, shit. Now you got some magic popping off.
Yeah, I stopped eating that shit, man, you know, because of the sodium and, yeah, you know what I'm saying, they blow you up and shit. So I stopped fucking with that stuff, man. I sometimes I get the urge, though. I be wanting one, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hell, one night
don't you
I
just eat it?
One.
Don't you just eat it raw?
Hell no. Nah. what kind of savage do you think I am?
Hey, seriously though, like back in the day, did you know people that used to do that? I never understood why they would crunch it up in the package and put the sauce in there, and they would, you know, mix it up and eat it raw. Like, who does that? That shit is nasty.
They do that shit in jail, man. Like, they call that shit a swole. Like, they take, like, a bag of chips and shit, and they put, like, beef jerky and a bunch of different shit in it. Like, you know what I'm saying, with the noodles. That shit look like as good as a motherfucker, though. I swear it do. But, like, you know,
hey,
my homeboy,
I've seen some pictures of some prison food before. It looked interesting.
You know, my homeboy, he used to... like, when he used to cook his noodles, he used to be eating them shits out the pan, like, you know what I mean, as they cooking. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, you ain't going to have shit like... Man, that nigga was... I wish you could have seen this nigga. I wish we had camera phones, like, back when, you know what I'm saying, when this nigga used to eat. Like, I would record that shit.
Was
like,
he fat?
That shit was
I'm not clowning, but was
man,
he fat?
Nah, I'm going to tell you what's crazy. Like, that nigga... It's my best friend. Like, that nigga look just like Tupac, man. I'm talking about just like him.
Oh,
like,
wow.
All this shit. And, like, this nigga, the way he eat, like, you just wouldn't believe it, man. You know,
yeah.
Like, you remember, you know how Cooking Monster eat them cookies and shit?
Right, he eat like that. Are you sure you ain't talking about yourself?
You gonna kick my ass, yo. No, that's how that nigga eat, though. No, I
damn.
Like that, I'm gonna tell you, I used to when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right?
Shit, I probably ate the fucking plate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I'd be liking to enjoy my food, you know, and just I don't know. I feel like sometimes I can eat fast, but then a lot of times I eat slow. I'd be trying to savor every moment.
You know, like, what was fucked up with my homeboy, like, he already ate crazy as hell, and then he went to the military and shit. So, like, in boot camp, you know, he said, like, they used to have to eat their whole plate in, like, 2 minutes or some shit. So
that's
that
why,
made it,
yeah.
That shit just intensified the way he was eating. So, I mean, we was, like, sitting there and shit. I had dinner with him and his wife and shit. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, like, that nigga, he ate that whole plate in like 2 minutes. I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, I ain't even bit my chicken yet. I'm just sitting there looking at this nigga. He was going in.
And like, even like with meat and stuff, like you wonder, like, are you chewing that? Like, you could choke on some steak.
That nigga was,
you know what I'm saying?
He was inhaling this shit, yo.
Damn.
Like, he was inhaling this shit. I'm telling you, like. I'm going to record that nigga eating one day, man. I'm going to put that shit on...
That's crazy.
Put that shit on social media, man. That's if he don't
kick
my ass.
Give him some fucking steak and some fucking Popeye biscuits and shit. Something that's heavy. Because, you know, you can't eat that fast.
Man, I'm going to tell you, that shit ain't no challenge. That nigga, he a buzzsaw. That nigga a buzzsaw.
Damn.
I'm telling you.
I remember back when I was younger... My step grandpa, you know, when he was alive, and we used to be sitting up in there eating dinner, and he would just be, like, growling and snarling, and I'm just like, I'm just, and every day he wanted pork chops and rice, you know what I'm saying? Every day, fucking pork chops and rice, and I would just be like, after a while. Yeah, I'm just like, you know, because, you know, back then we used to eat, you know, it's crazy. I know these young cats now don't, probably wouldn't believe it, but we used to sit at the dinner table and eat dinner. You know what I'm saying? So I had to sit there and listen to him do all that. And he would eat it fast, too, but dang, why you got to, it's bad enough when people smack, but you are sitting up there growling like a dog, and he would eat the bone. He would eat the bone, too.
Damn it, boy. That nigga is savage.
Pork chops and rice, bro. I'm going to give him a t-shirt that says pork chops and rice.
I'm going to tell you, like, I would have got they'd be like, you excused from the dinner table. They'd have kicked, put my ass out of there, yo.
Yeah.
I would have been in the flow laughing in that motherfucker.
Yeah, it was just thinking about it now, and it was so long ago, but I used to be like, damn, you just couldn't wait to get that them pork chops. And he didn't like, you know how some people, you know, you like your chicken and your pork chops with the batter and stuff on it and all fried up all nice and crispy. He didn't like it like that. He just wanted straight meat, just meat fried up, no batter, no nothing, salt and pepper and some butter going in.
Jeez.
And a big-ass thing of water. Memories, yeah. I tell you, memories.
It's like, you know, I'm eating a lot, like, cleaner and lighter now, you know. I feel better, too.
That's cool, bro.
It ain't no way I could eat that shit I used to eat, man. I can't eat that shit no more, like, you know
it's
what I'm saying? Like,
right?
Yeah, like, you know, it just... I just feel so much better physically. Like, I feel younger. You know what I'm saying? I feel more alive. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not eating that stuff. Like, because it was just so tired.
I feel like burning.
Yeah.
And I can tell, bro, just from when you posting on Instagram and stuff, you looking good. You looking healthy. You looking happy. And, you know, you can definitely tell, you know, the difference. Yeah. So, man, just keep on doing it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Like, because when I was eating McDonald's every day, I used to look like I wanted to damn cut some people. Like,
hey, I think bad food for you just it don't make you feel as good because you feel bloated, you feel bad, and then you get addicted and shit. Like, you know, when I used to work across the street from Burger King, I started getting addicted to Burger King. Then here I am. Yeah. Going there damn near almost every day, and I'm trying to go at different times of the day because I don't want the workers seeing me going there all the time and shit. And it's like, damn, I just seen you. Every time I come in here, you in here and shit, and I'm trying to change my times around and trying to be slick and shit, you know. But it's like it shouldn't make you do that. You know what I mean? Food, honestly.
I was addicted to McDonald's like that, man. I got to the point where when I went through the drive-thru, them motherfuckers be like, welcome back. I'm looking around.
Shit.
I'm like, how they know it's me and shit? Like,
yeah, they know. Trust to know. Everybody knows your name.
Yeah. I was Norm on that motherfucker. Like, I'm talking about I was eating breakfast. I would eat at that motherfucker like three times a day. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd get off in the morning. And get, like, breakfast there. Then I go, like in the mid, like, the middle of the day. And then, because I work the third shift. And then before I go to work, I eat there again. I'm like, that's all I just.
And that
bullshit.
Food does not last long. It's like you can have a burger and some fries and got your little sauces and ketchups and shit. And then for whatever reason, you'll be hungry. a little bit later.
Yep.
And then you spending that money, especially when you're out and you're working and things like that, and you didn't bring your lunch, you just end up going back and eating out multiple times a day. So not only are you eating unhealthy, but you're wasting a lot of money, you know, spending $10, $15. Next thing you know, you're spending $30, $40, $50 a day on some bullshit. Whereas if you just make it at home and you have that same burger and that same fries that you made at home, that fills you up and lasts a whole lot longer than going to these fast food places. So when you break it down like that, what the hell is we really eating out here?
Man, we eating trash, man.
What is we eating that's not sticking to us like that? That don't make no sense, bro.
You know, we had a health fair, like at the job, and one of the ladies, she had she bought a Happy Meal. She had it in the trunk of her car. She said that she had it in there for 5 years.
Goodness.
The fries didn't deteriorate, and the sandwich didn't either. Like, bread was still there. The meat. The only thing that disintegrated was the pickle that was on the burger.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the sandwich was still the same. The fries were still the same. Everything was intact.
That ain't right.
I'm just thinking, that's sitting inside your body, just right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And if it's straight like that, it's not coming out as quickly either. That stuff is probably they say a lot of people have, not to be nasty, but they got 10, 15, 20 pounds of shit that's undigested just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of all the bad stuff that you haven't digested right away, you know? And I've seen a thing on YouTube a long ass time ago, years ago, where this man had this brown trench coat, and in that trench coat he had a McDonald's bag that had that fries and that burger and shit like that. In the same scenario that you described, it didn't look like it was old at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not at all. Like, you could just probably just take that out and put it in the new packaging and be like, huh, here you go, or keep it in the same packaging. So what is we really eating out here, you know?
That's why it's good to detox yourself, you know, because people be saying my skin look like it cleared up, but that came from just detoxing, you know.
Yeah.
Cleaning myself out, man, because I had eczema and allergies, real bad. And, a lot of stuff I was, triggering that shit. I don't eat dairy no more. I don't drink milk. you know what I'm saying? I don't eat cheese. I stopped messing with it. When I stopped messing with that, I seen a change, just in my body. That shit affect you mentally, too, certain foods you eat. You know what I'm saying? I feel better mentally now. My thoughts are more clear. It makes a difference, man.
I feel you on that. When I became a vegetarian, I started feeling just like that. I felt so much better. I felt so spiritual and felt so close to God. I couldn't even explain it. You know what I'm saying? But I know you know, because the way that you broke it down is exactly how I start feeling. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely crazy, but I love it, though.
It made me wish I would have did it 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Right. But then maybe you would have never been able to tell the difference. So you had to go through the bad to know what the good was about. And now you know.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you know. And people out there listening, health is wealth regardless of what they try to tell you. Just like Dr. Savy used to try to teach us and stuff, you know, the food is in thy medicine. And honestly, when you break it down, and if you believe in the Lord and God, he put everything down here for us to heal us and to take care of us. And it's here. You know what I mean? It's up to us to tap into those, you know, natural, you know, things and certain vegetables and certain foods and stuff. You know, all this man-made food, was not intended for us to be eating. We were supposed to be eating things from the earth, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, that definitely does play a lot on, you know, like you said, your mentals and stuff, and, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually, if you weigh down with a whole bunch of synthetic food, because that's what I'm honestly starting to think of a lot of this stuff is that it's synthetic. It's not even real. It just looked like it, you know?
Yeah.
It just looked like it. And it might taste like it. But when you compare that to the food you can make at home, and it doesn't digest the same, it doesn't keep you full the same, but it's supposed to be the same type of food, something ain't right. Something ain't right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just leave it at that.
I eat a lot of fruit and veggies, too.
Right. You
know? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I think that got a lot to do with feeling better, too, because a lot of that fast food, it ain't no nutrients, no vitamins, none of that in there, you know?
Right. And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is that if you don't have the proper balance, let's just say you eat bad and you eat McDonald's and Burger King all day, and then you try to go eat a piece of fruit, it's not going to be as effective on you, and it's not going to, your body's not going to be able to get all those nutrients because your body is weighed down by all this extra stuff. So you have to detox and get that stuff out of your body so that when you do eat fruit, you do eat vegetables, you take your vitamins and stuff, those supplements can get into your system a whole lot quicker because it's not being blocked by, you know, dairy products or, you know, things that, you know, are not necessarily always healthy for us. You feel me?
Yep.
Wasn't made for us, so.
You know, milk ain't made for our body neither. You know, from
right.
A child, like. It's all fucked up, man. Right.
And they show ain't drinking no milk either. They what they eating? They eating grass all day. Grass.
All day long.
You know? And chickens and stuff don't be eating eggs and things like that. I mean, those are their babies, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at the animals. Besides the
yep.
animals that we bring into our house, you know, like dogs and cats, they eat what we give them. But for the most part, like animals besides pigs that just eat everything, a lot of them animals, horses and you know, cows and things like that, they have a pretty healthy diet. Pretty
yep.
healthy diet. So that's what it is, man. But, yeah, man, we've been on for quite some time, so I guess we better get on up out of here.
Yeah, let's shut it down, man.
We'll shut it down until next time, you know. Definitely excited for the next show. It's been about a month or so since we did our last one, and we doing in one day.
Yeah.
I like that, bro. I like that. So, you know, let's definitely, you know, try to get another show popping, you know, between now and the end of the month, bro. It might be time for
right.
another roundtable discussion, you know?
Yeah. I think the next one, I think that's what we should do.
Right. I'm with you, bro.
You know?
I'm definitely with you. And let's hit up Mr. J so we can get on his platform and spread some, you know, some love that way. But yeah, you know, for the most part, it's been a pleasure as always, bro. And I don't have anything else, so, you know, I'll just catch you on the flip side, man.
All right,
man. Please. All right, I'm going to play one of your songs on the way out. We out.
All right.
MC Hip Hop Show, hosted by Taz at MC and Big Sin. Peace.
Give me my flowers. Give me my flowers. Don't wait till I'm gone to say I'm dope. Don't wait till I'm dead to say we folks. Give me my flowers. Don't wait till I'm gone to say I'm dope. Don't wait till I'm dead to say we folks. They don't ride for the cause that you're hooking them up. They don't give you your flowers till you're pushing them up. That's why I'm smelling the roses. The lines that I spit ain't compelling the posers. I'm from
from the six, so I'm smelling the cobras. Keep my third eye open, so I'm smelling the vultures. Niggas put holes over their bread, my bars like halos going over their head. No Novocaine, I ain't numbing it. I'ma let them play catch up, I ain't numbing it. Way before Pimmo, I was cooking the demo. They say I'm old school, I must have missed the memo. Sick with Goody Mom, was peeking out the window. 3:15, I'm leaving you a memento. The bar been elevated. When you under the dirt, you get celebrated. It started mumbling, the cancer accelerated. Got the bird, these chumps, career relegated. In troubled waters, they get banned and shit. That's why I'm hopping on the plane, let the sand strip. Time is money, and I gotta get the job done. Rest in peace, Kobe, Brian, Fred, the godson. Middle finger to cowards. Before I leave this earth, please give me my flowers.
Give me my flowers.
Give me my flowers. Don't wait till I'm gone to say I'm dope. Don't wait till I'm dead to say we folks. Give me my flowers. Don't wait till I'm gone to say I'm dope. Don't wait till I'm dead to say we folks.
Give me my flowers, don't wait till I'm gone, no. Don't say you love me, then neglect it till my song gone. Show me some love while I'm here, they got it all wrong. They want to keep me while I was down, I'm a boy alone. So they defeated, but I eat it and it made me a beast. I had to get it, then repeat it, I feel strong in the heat. So is it, my soul is stronger than the soles of my feet. I asked you twice, but not again, ain't no need to repeat. You to show the real, you ain't fucking with me. Don't wait till I get a deal, just to say you own me. Don't wait till I keep the heels, just to say you know me. And I can see the real, don't say you my homie, rest in peace, huh? Triple X is she on, I bet they start to pay attention on the day I'm on. But start to show my ass, then they say I'm wrong. But I'm not switching up my swag, just to put me on, Give me my flowers. Don't wait till I'm gone to say I'm dope. Don't wait till I'm dead to say we folks, huh? Give me my flowers. Don't wait till I'm gone to say I'm dope. Don't wait till I'm dead to say we folks.
Give me my flowers. Give me my flowers. Don't wait till I'm gone to say I'm dope. Don't wait till I'm dead to say we folks. Give me my flowers. Don't wait till I'm gone to say I'm dope. Don't wait till I'm dead to say we folks.
You are now listening to the NC Hip Hop Show, hosted by your girl Taz at MC and Big Sin. Let's get it.